Hi, my name is Rebecca Lee, and I'll be reading my personal narrative, I'm More Than What I'm Not, an essay about past personal struggles with living up to a stereotype. By this point in my life, I've heard the usual stereotypes about my ethnicity so many times that I don't feel annoyed or bothered anymore. I just laugh. I find it funny that people think Asians are supposed to be good at math, are terrible drivers, and get good grades all year round, because I honestly don't fit into any of these. How do people come up with those ideas? In fourth grade, I failed my first long division test with a whopping 68. I personally think my parents are great at driving, and just last year, I bombed my chemistry final with a 64, and that was with a few extra credit points. It's no wonder that I still haven't told my parents about it yet. Elementary school was the time when I fit into the Asian stereotype pretty well. Like any other naive and prideful little kid, I was confident in my abilities. To myself and some of my classmates in fifth grade, I was the best speller and musician, the Picasso of the school, and dare I say it, pretty good at math. I always had the top score for spelling tests, which were notorious for their crazily long words, won a school-wide art poster contest, wowed the audience in my music class for performing DBC's Dr. Gratis Ed Parnassum piano composition, and most of the time, often finished first place for completing 50 multiplication problems in 20 seconds. Overall, my grades were excellent too, not a B in sight for my parents to freak out about. However, in 7th grade, academics progressively became more competitive. The cold reality was that many other people were just as capable as I was of earning good grades and participating in extracurricular activities, if not more. Were all of my elementary school accomplishments just an illusion? To make things worse, I wasn't recommended for advanced math along with the other cool kids. It seemed as if my whole world came crashing down. I would never get into the college of my dreams and would be stuck jobless living at home with my parents forever. I felt like I had failed myself and disappointed my parents because they expected me to do so much better, since my two older siblings had the privilege of being accepted into advanced math. I began to wonder why I wasn't smart enough like the others. One particular person made sure I knew the reason. We were both sitting in the orchestra room tuning our instruments as the sound of chaos echoed everywhere. This boy, who I'll call Chad, only sat a few seats away from me, so I could hear his conversations quite often. Like a dog on high alert, I found myself eavesdropping on Chad talking about a recent test in his advanced math class. Suddenly, he turned to me and asked how I did. I told him I wasn't in advanced math. Narrowing his eyes, he laughed, called me a dumb Asian, and quickly turned away. I didn't reply, but what I really wanted to say was, "Wow, thanks. Congratulations on your 76. If I had said that, Chad would probably glare at me while I pretended that I hadn't said anything, even though there would be a huge celebration party in my head to commemorate the basic roast I managed to think of. He was right, though. I was dumb. Dumbfounded that he would have the audacity to say such a remark to someone else. His words resonated in my head for the rest of the day, which turned into months, and then years. When freshman year of high school rolled around, I was ecstatic because I was taking some challenging courses. This was my chance to prove to myself that I could be just as good as my older siblings and live up to my parents' expectations. But as soon as I stepped into my honors geometry class, I could already feel the overwhelming intensity of the atmosphere and the stillness of the air. I didn't think I would have a good experience, and I was right. Every time we corrected homework assignments, I dreaded reading my answer to a question. The room always seemed 50 degrees hotter, my heart beat at a million beats per second, and my hands trembled. In fact, I actually counted each question and the number of people in the room to see which one I would have to answer, because I knew for a fact that not all of my responses were correct. I hated the idea of having everyone know that I got a question wrong. A few weeks later, I received my first test grade and almost had a heart attack. How was I supposed to tell my parents that I got a 72? The solution was simple. I wasn't going to. But my mom caught me off guard at the dinner table when she asked the dreaded and inevitable question about my geometry test. There was no hiding or running away from my problems anymore. I had to face the music and confess. I was expecting a full-on rage, tables to be flipped, dinner food flying everywhere kind of response from my parents. But instead, they calmly discussed the situation with me, and together we decided honors math was not the best option. I felt instant relief, yet I still wasn't satisfied with myself. Perhaps it was the fact that I wasn't the human calculator I aspired to be all those years, and as a result, missed my chance to prove to myself, and the jerk in seventh grade, that I was capable of doing higher-level math. My mind flashed back to that very moment in the orchestra room and the words that had never left me. Was that who I really was? Looking back, it was a stupid question to have asked myself. But when you grow up in a community surrounded by other talented people and have so many high expectations from your parents, you start to worry. Although, I don't think about these kinds of things anymore because I know there's so much more to life than academics. Instead of obsessing over grades, I find enjoyment through field hockey, volunteer work at my local animal shelter, and photography. So, my ultimate goal is to define success through my own standards and interests. After all, why try to fit into a lame stereotype when it can be so much more than that? And now my sister's going to be asking me a few questions about my essay. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, thanks for having me. To start off, I was wondering, what are some things your extracurriculars, like field hockey and volunteer work, have taught you that academics haven't?
Well, they've given me a place to kind of just relax and take my mind off things when I get, like, really stressed out about school. So it makes me realize that, like, there's so much more to life than just academics, and I can enjoy life, too, and not be always thinking constantly about grades and homework and stuff.
Cool. So grades don't define a person, right?
Yeah.
All right. So going forward, how do you think people can eliminate the existing stereotypes about others?
I think it all starts with our basic assumptions about people. I mean, like, everyone's different. So obviously not everyone's going to be exactly like the stereotypes. I talked about this a lot in my essay, how some people perceive me to be, like, really smart and everything, but sometimes it's just not the case with me because I don't always get, like, perfect grades. So I think we should all just start with the view that people are not like others. So thank you so much for your questions, Samantha. They were very insightful. I also hope that you enjoyed reading my essay, too.
No problem.